Mostly sunny and 23 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A busy weekend for Mildura police arresting two males and a female on outstanding warrants. As Ryan Speed explains, those weren't the only arrests.
A 38-year-old Mildura man will front court after he was arrested on Friday in relation to a series of burglaries and vehicle thefts in Redcliffs, Irimple and Mildura. Two arrests were made for public drunkenness, including a 50-year-old man on Lime Avenue and a 23-year-old outside a CBD licence venue. Meantime, a 34-year-old man's been remanded in custody in relation to allegedly exposing himself in a public place. He was on bail for a similar offence at the time of his arrest.
An NDIS Make It Work forum's being held this morning in Mildura at the Alfred Deakin Centre's Benetook Room. It's being run by Every Australian Counts, giving people with a disability and their families the opportunity to have their say about the issues that matter most to them. It's being touted as an opportunity for locals to have their say and shape the future of the NDIS. The Richmond Football Club's paid a surprise visit to former Mildura teacher Michael Bowden. The 1969 Premiership legend was able to lay his hands upon the 2019 Premiership Cup at his family home in Darwin. Surrounded by family, Michael's son Patrick explained his dad is battling motor neuron disease.
Dad can't speak, so he's asked me to speak on his behalf. He's thrilled that the Cup is coming here to see us in Rapid Creek in Darwin.
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports. Mildura's Beck Gange is the latest sports star featuring in Transport Victoria's Making Waves series. The wakeboarding superstar is the latest boating, fishing and recreational water sports trailblazer to feature. The two-time world champ says she's just started wakeboarding again after breaking her leg back in June and aims to achieve even more in the sport. Despite a valiant effort, the Mildura Heat were unable to overcome the Maryborough Blazers during their Round 5 Country Basketball League matchup at the weekend. The Heat were able to keep pace for three quarters, sitting only 2 points behind at the first and third change of ends. The Blazers putting their foot down, running away 83-74 point winners. The Heat scored more points, but Maryborough's Brady Neal and Harrison Butler both scored well over 20 points. After five rounds, Mildura are sitting third on the Country Basketball League Northwest Men's Conference ladder. Maryborough and Bendigo are ahead of us. That's your latest local news and sport.